Grammar Girl here. Today's topic concerns three sets of words that are easy to confuse. Altogether, two words, and altogether, one word. Already, two words, and already, one word. And all right, two words, and all right, one word. As we'll see shortly, one of these six words isn't even a real word. Let's tackle the easy stuff first. Words that are really words. Our first pair of real words is altogether, two words, and altogether, one word. The two-word phrase, altogether, simply means collectively. Everyone is doing something all at once or all in one place, as in, we sang the national anthem, all together. If you like, you can break up this two-word saying, as in, we all sang the national anthem together. Altogether spelled as one word means entirely, as in, we are all together too tired. You certainly can't do the separation trick here. We all are too tired together sounds altogether silly. Our second pair of sometimes confused words is already, two words, and already, one word. Already, as two words, means prepared, as in the cookies are all ready to be eaten. Again, you can separate the two words and the sentence still makes sense. All the cookies are ready to be eaten. Well, already as two words connotes preparedness, already as one word is concerned with time. It means previously, as in, I can't believe you ate the cookies already. As with altogether as one word, you can't do the separation trick. You can't say, I can't believe you ate all the cookies ready. That doesn't make sense. We've now come to the third pair of words. At the top of the show, I told you that one of the words isn't a real word. Is that all right as two words or all right as one word? Well, as grammarian Bill Walsh puts it in his book, Lapsing into a Comma, we word nerds have known since second grade that all right is not all right. He was talking about all right as one word. It's not okay. Another style guide agrees, saying that all right, one word, is a misspelling of all right, two words, which means adequate, permissible, or satisfactory. So you might hear the two-word phrase in sentences such as these. His singing was just all right. Or, is it all right if I wait outside? It seems pretty simple. Go ahead and use all right as two words and stay away from all right as one word. But the esteemed Brian Garner notes that all right as one word, quote, may be gaining a shadowy acceptance in British English, end quote. And the American Heritage Guide to Contemporary Usage and Style seems to contradict itself. It states that all right as one word, quote, has never been accepted as standard, end quote. But it then goes on to explain that all right as two words and all right as one word have two distinct meanings. It gives the example of the sentence, the figures are all right. When you use all right as two words, the sentence means the figures are all accurate. When you write the figures are all right with all right as one word, this source explains that the sentence means the figures are satisfactory. I'm not sure what to make of this contradiction. The many other grammar sources I checked, including a large dictionary, reject all right as one word. Regular listeners of this show know that language is always in flux, so perhaps all right as one word is gaining a small footing. Some of you may get confused about how to use each of the words we've talked about in this episode. It's just a matter of remembering what each phrase or word means. If you tend to forget, just use the dictionary to check the spelling, and remember that all right as one word is currently not acceptable English, though it may become so in the future. This podcast was written by Bonnie Trenga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of the paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.